My next guest on the programme, a very special guest, and you'll figure out why I say that as the interview goes on. Karen Meenan, it's absolutely brilliant to have you on the programme today.
Great, thanks Seamus, delighted to be here.
Now, tell me your background and why we're chatting today.
Okay, so my background is, I've studied theatre and radio and marketing, and I have a huge interest in dementia. My mum had Alzheimer's disease, and when she was diagnosed, as a family, we weren't quite sure what to do. And I suppose every family goes through that,
yes.
And you worry, you know, are you losing connection, or are you losing conversation? And my sister, Aura Horan, set up the Forget Me Not Choir, which became quite famous. We did a TV documentary with Brendan Grace, who has sadly no longer with us, but
so
we had great
it was absolutely a lot of our listeners will recognize the Forget Me Not Choir. So I'm sorry now to interrupt you, but it's just that if people are saying what was that, it were people who were suffering with dementia or Alzheimer's, and they were all part of a choir that was really therapeutic for them, and they ended up performing in the Gaiety, was it, or?
That's right,
yeah.
Yes, and not just the Gaiety. We've had so many fantastic gigs now. It's been awful the last year
right.
and a half of in the pandemic.
Sure.
But before that, like, we've performed for the Oireachtas and for the President, and we've been in the Gaiety. We were at the opening night of Riverdance. Like, we've just, it's been such
yeah.
fun.
Saw that documentary, really uplifting and fantastic.
Yeah,
you know.
And it was fun and it was great. And one of the things that I discovered about all the work that we've done, I'm a founder volunteer, so I'm there since the first day, 7 years ago now. And
right.
my other sister as well, Fiona Tierney, is involved in the Forget Me Not.
Right.
So there's three sisters and a host of volunteers and a host of people. Now, not everybody in the choir has dementia.
Right.
So there's about a third of the people have dementia, about a third are carers, are just people from the locality who just like to sing and want to sing in the choir, and about a third are volunteers, are family members like us.
Right.
Who, you know, and so that's my interest in dementia. So then I set up a theatre company. My mum died in June 2016.
Right.
And I found it very difficult at that stage to sing. My throat just seemed to close over. And
right.
the opening bars of any song...
Right.
I thought, God, I can't keep singing here. So I said to my husband, Brian, I said, God, I need to do something else because I'm finding it distressing actually singing at this stage. And he
right.
said, well, when I met you, first of all, you were always in plays. He said, would you go back and do some drama? So I thought about it over the summer, and then I went to, went back to full-time education. I did a BA in drama.
Right.
And so I loved that. And I discovered this thing called Reminiscence Theatre. Now, I thought I was making it up, Seamus, because when I had to do a dissertation and I was saying to my tutor, I said, what I really want to do is capture the essence and the body and the soul of the choir, but without singing, because
that's
distressing for me. So can we get just the stories and make it into a play? And she said, this tutor was Michelle Reed, is from England. And she says, oh, you're talking about Reminiscence Theatre. She says, that's quite a thing in the UK. She says, I don't think it's over here in Ireland yet. So I said, wow, here's me thinking of making this thing up about Reminiscence Theatre, about getting memories from people and weaving all the different memories into one story as if it's one person.
Right.
But it's obviously not. It's just, it's a collection of all different stories moved into one character.
Right.
So I set up a theatre company called Making Hay Theatre, and that was in 2017. And that was flying. So we did three different plays, which were co-creation of, you know, listening
right.
to stories,
okay.
building stories with people who have dementia, and their caregivers, and, you know, and making them into plays. So that was the next bit of the journey.
That was the next
and
step,
and then we had
yeah.
a pandemic.
Yeah. then everything came crashing down, as well as for, the same
yes,
for us
did.
All, yeah.
Yes, it did. Now, in the meantime, while I was setting up stuff in the theatre, I also loved the whole thing. Now, theatre is great, and it's brilliant, and it's wonderful, but you have to be in the theatre on the night, because that's where the
that's
magic
right.
is. And then a few people from the Forget Me Nots were saying, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could capture that, even on the radio? And I thought, God, yeah, why haven't we done it on the radio? So then I did a radio course with Near FM in Coolock and Community Radio.
Community Radio in Coolock, yeah.
Community Radio, just like Ross FM.
Yeah.
And so I did a course there, and I explained to the people in Near FM, I said, what I really want to do is get the stories, you know, from the theatre, but moved them onto the radio. And I think that's what I want to do next. And they said, yeah, it sounds like a great thing to do. So I got some training then in how to work the desk and how to make a podcast,
sure.
how to, you know, all the stuff that goes with having to put on a radio show, how to do your research and your production, and it's not just presenting, but like you know and I know all the work that has to go into a radio show.
Yeah, it has to be done properly,
Has to be done properly. So that's what I did. So the result is, the first series was called Reminiscence on the Radio, and it was literally that, pulling all the stories onto a radio show, and I was trying to make it so that the songs were reminiscent of the 50s and the 60s. So I wanted to get, it was a little bit like Reeling in the Years, but on the radio. And I also wanted to include things like, what was the Eurovision song that won that year, or the film that won the best Oscar, what was the soundtrack to that? And little news clippings, you know, for the Olympics. What was the year that Muhammad Ali changed his name from Cassius Clay, and then the moon landing, and all of the... And then I was asking around all the people in the choir and other people who I'd met through Making Hay Theatre, and I was asking them, what was a year that was a special year for you in the 50s or the 60s? And immediately people, like Nora Owen said to me, she's a gorgeous member of our choir, she's a former minister
for justice.
She said, 1962, it was the year I left school, and I'll tell you why. And I thought, oh, I want that story. You know? And everyone else said, I think 1955, that was the year I got married. Oh, I want that story. So that was the result. So Reminiscence on the Radio is the series that we did, and it's a 20-part documentary series, if you like, from 1950 right up to 1969.
Right. I'm going to interject there now and tell the good news to our listeners, that Reminiscence on the Radio... And presented brilliantly, because I've heard some of it, by Karen Meenan, will start on Ross FM this coming Monday. And we're really looking forward to it. It's absolutely tremendous. It's going to be a great way. I have been appointed recently as the manager here. It's going to be one of the great ways that we can take this station forward, because I've listened to this, Karen, and it's absolutely superb.
Wow. Well, listen, thanks so much for saying that, Seamus. And especially coming from you with your background in radio, Ross FM are very lucky to have you.
Well, I don't know about that, but so the idea is you take a year and you look back on it with the help of a couple of guests. You take the music from that year, maybe a few of the news stories and a few of the memories, like Oscar-winning films, etc., etc. And some of these people have dementia, some of them don't, but the idea behind it is it's a reminiscence on the radio of years gone by. What years did you choose?
Every year from 1950 to 1969. And my guests were just people that I just found really interesting listening to their stories. But because we did so much travelling with the Forget Me Nots, going to different gigs, and we went down to Cork, we did a gig down in Cork as well. So my estimate of, you know, is somebody interesting is, would I share a seat with them on a bus to Cork?
Right. That's a good way of parameter.
Yeah, you know, if I would jump into a seat with somebody and say, tell us your story, and if somebody will entertain me for a couple of hours with stories, I go, oh, that has to be on the radio.
Yeah.
So, and the gas thing is, people afterwards have said to me, which of your guests had dementia and which didn't? And I go, well, if you can't tell, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, if you can't tell, it's working. Yeah.
And if you're asking somebody who has dementia, no more than my own mum, you know, if my mum had Alzheimer's disease, and I've discovered as well, I'm a fellow now in the GBHI, which is the Global Brain Health Institute in Trinity College. I've discovered afterwards that there are many different types of dementia. So Alzheimer's is just one of them. Mm. It's the most common, but it's only 60%. So there's 40% of dementias that aren't Alzheimer's and aren't really memory driven. So there are other diseases like Lewy body disease or Parkinson's or frontotemporal disease or primary progressive aphasia or all of these other neurodegenerative diseases, which got me really interested. So then I thought, when I met all these amazing people in GBHI, again, I used the same barometer. Would I share a bus to Cork with them? Absolutely. And to San Francisco, because they were so fantastic. And their stories are amazing. So I thought, wouldn't it be amazing if we could follow up the Reminiscence on the Radio series with another one and call it Voyager?
That's what I was just going to ask you. And not alone that, but there are a couple of follow-up series as well.
Yeah. So the follow-up to Reminiscence on the Radio, which will keep your listeners happy, I hope, for the next 20 weeks or so.
Yeah.
Then after that, to look forward to is another series, which is called Voyager on My Brain. And on this one, I have a brain health expert from the Global Brain Health Institute who talks about different aspects of brain health, like the importance of music in your life, or theatre, or dance, or specific things like confidence or sleep or nightmares or anything like that, that is something that's to do with the brain and all of the stuff that I was learning. So every week we might have had a different topic. So say we had a module on sleep and the importance of sleep. I would get in an expert. And because we went on Zoom at that stage, we're on the pandemic, I was able to get guests in from all different time zones all around the world, which was fabulous because I have guests from Argentina and from San Francisco and from all around Africa. And then this is the interesting part for me is that I could also get my guests who are living with dementia and their caregivers on the radio as well. So you'd have one expert, say, talking about Parkinson's disease from the expert's point of view, and then you'd have somebody living with Parkinson's saying, okay, this is from
this
my
is what
point
it's
of
like.
View.
Yeah,
this is what it's really like in my shoes. And then you'd have the caregiver saying, well, okay, well, from my shoes, this is what it's like. So it's like a three-way conversation about brain health. And so that's another series to look forward to after the reminiscence on the radio. Has been listened to by everybody.
Look, Karen, it's brilliant. I'm delighted that you contacted me last week. We're looking forward to it. You have a suggestion for a good way for us to start with Reminiscence on the Radio. What do you think that would be? The 1962 programme, is it?
1962, right. Nora Owen. And I mentioned her earlier. She's such a wonderful advocate for dementia. Her own husband, Brian, has dementia. And he died the end of last year, the end of November last year, and we sang out in the churchyard. This is when you weren't allowed into churches, and we sang out in the churchyard while Brian was being buried. And it was really special because it was one of those times when, you know, after a year and a half when we weren't allowed to sing together, we were socially distant, and it was just such a wonderful thing. And we had realised how much we missed each other and missed singing together. And I suppose the good news as well, Seamus, is obviously I got over myself and I did go back to the choir, of course it is.
Right, okay. So once a performer, always a performer.
Exactly. Start with Nora Owen and your listeners will find out why the year 1962 was important to her. Yeah. It was the year she left school.
Look, Karen, an absolute treat to talk to you. We're looking forward to that. It'll be up on our website. We'll give it a good blast. And we'll continue on every week after that. Lovely to talk to you. And we're looking forward to hearing those programmes.
And best of luck in your new job, Seamus.